This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
All right, Rob, the big story. Some people want to avoid it. We're not going to avoid it.
We're
here
not
on
doing
the,
that.
Couple. No, no.
No, it's a story, legitimate story.
It's a huge story.
Yes.
And I don't know if it's going away anytime soon, but the NBA is battling with China. It's just as simple as that. Daryl Morey, unwittingly, I assume.
He never thought that tweet would have caused this firestorm.
He put out a tweet that all Americans, for the most part, agree with. Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong. Fight for freedom. That's what he said, freedom. And China don't play that. It's as simple as that. Chinese communist government. And, I mean, here's the latest, all right? They have their television station, which of course is run by the state. CCTV will no longer broadcast the two NBA preseason games that were on its schedule. And it says it is also reviewing whether it'll cooperate with the NBA in the future. It says it's also reviewing all its cooperation and exchanges involving the NBA. They said that in a statement. Also, the Chinese smartphone maker Vivo has joined several other businesses in saying that they will suspend their business with the NBA.
This is serious, Chris.
So this is costing the league money already. And here's the kick. Now, today, Adam, so I'm just going to paint a little of the picture and then you can go, Rob. Today, Adam Silver came out with a second statement. Remember, he was widely panned for his statement yesterday.
And rightfully so, because it wasn't clear. It wasn't.
No, it wasn't. And today, he still tried to play both sides of the fence. He's trying to please everybody. I'll give him credit. He did stand up for freedom of speech. He said, Daryl Morey, as general manager, I think we have some. Do we have this, Lee? Okay, here's Adam Silver.
I don't come here sort of either as the commissioner of the NBA as an American, certainly to tell others how they should run their governments. I think, though, at the end of the day, though, I am an American, and there are these values that are deeply rooted in the DNA of the NBA. And that includes freedom of expression for our employees. And I'm hoping that together Yao Ming and I can find an accommodation.
Now, I totally agree with what he said. I think he definitely, that's a good statement. Look, we defend freedom of speech. And we defend Daryl Morey's right to speak his mind. And he's also right, as much as we may disagree, we do disagree with what's going on in China. A sports league, you're not going to go tell another nation how to do business.
No.
Do what they do.
That's not the goal. It's whether or not you do business with them.
Right.
The way that they handle their people and their country. Right.
Now, let me read this, Rob. This is what CCTV released. And this will show you what you're dealing with. And then the floor is yours. We're strongly dissatisfied and oppose Adam Silver's claim to support Morey's right to freedom of expression. If that's not shut up and dribble, I don't know what is.
They don't want to hear it.
You don't have a right to freedom of speech,
right,
is what he said. Here it continues. We believe that any remarks that challenge national sovereignty and social stability are not within the scope of freedom of speech. That's what you're dealing with, Rob. I'm going to let you weigh in for a little bit.
I think Adam Silver, this is the hot potato that tweet has caused. I think sometimes people don't realize when you're dealing with certain nations and the way that they do business.
And the NBA is not the only business by a long shot.
Not at all.
American business that doing business in China.
No,
let's keep that fair.
Not at all. But this is a part of what you have to deal with when these situations come up. And then basically, to me, the NBA just has one of two choices. They could either, to me, Chris, you could cry about it and grovel and these statements back and forth, trying to, like you said, play both sides of the fence.
That's not going to work. Coming too hard.
Right, because they're not going to accept that.
Right.
And the other part is, the reason that the commissioner had to come back with another statement is because the senators, citizens in this country weren't buying his original statement.
Right.
Because that wasn't good enough.
He wouldn't have come
out
with anything different.
Oh, right. No. He thought, I'm done. I did this, and I'm good. No, you're not.
He's trying to appease the citizens and the skeptics and the politicians who criticized him here, and he's also trying to appease the Chinese government. And China was like, no. Actually, both sides were like, no. We don't want to hear it, right?
And see, here's the other thing. And this is fair, unfair, Chris. You have some pretty outspoken coaches.
Not anymore.
And Pop, who all of a sudden don't have anything to say.
Crickets.
Okay? Crickets from them. And even Steve Kerr says, I need to find out more information. really?
You don't know anything about China.
You don't know about China and what's going on. I mean,
right.
And my only point is, it's a financial thing. See, it was easy. It's easy to do the Trump stuff. There's no money involved.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no money involved.
Right.
So I can beat my chest.
The country is agreeing with you.
Exactly. It's an easy. We talked about it. People have made careers off of that.
Right.
Okay. So we get that. In this situation, it's not only about the notion, Chris, that this is wrong. It's that there's money involved and a lot of money. We talked about it, 1.4 billion
right,
people.
1.5, and 1 point, they just signed an extension with a deal with China worth 1.5 billion. I believe it was the television. And that may be what's in jeopardy. Let me read this quote. Jack McCollum, you know him from Sports Illustrated.
Sure.
Great writer, great NBA writer.
Is he still there?
From back in the day. I don't know. I don't think he's still with SI, but he
because I don't think anybody's still with SI.
Well, you're right. Good point. He tweeted out today that 13 years ago, he says it's 13 years ago, I did a story for Sports Illustrated on then Commissioner David Stern. He goes on, he says, the gnarly subject of China came up a few times. This is an excerpt from that story. Here it is. This is a quote from David Stern. Believe me, the China situation bothers me. And a voice at home, meaning Stern's wife, reminds me about it all the time. He says Stern sighed heavily. Then Stern continued. But at the end of the day, I have a responsibility to my owners to make money. I can never forget that, no matter what my personal feelings might be. David Stern said it's about the money. And I was talking to a former high-ranking in NBA employee, but was high, very high-ranking. He said, in his view, Adam Silver should have put on his inner David Stern today and said, look, I am. Here's the fact. He's an employee of his owner.
I'll disagree.
No, I'm not saying I agree with
you.
You
know why, Chris?
What he told me.
Right. I understand what you could use that. But this is a different world we live in right now. This is not 13 years ago. A lot has changed.
That's a good point.
When you talk about the Me Too, Chris, all these other things that
right.
people do not accept and will come down on you. You've seen companies been pulled their advertising immediately, right?
Right.
This is a different world. You think
good
that
point.
You got a problem in China? You might have a problem at home. If they were to like say, well, that's not our problem to worry about. We're just here to make money. There could be American companies that say that's fine, but we're not going to advertise with the NBA.
I don't think that would happen because so many American companies are doing
not
business
all
with
though.
China.
Not all. Because you
I
even brought it up
Google
yesterday.
And Facebook.
Google and Facebook are too big.
Right.
I'm just saying.
But there's so many that are. And I hear you.
I'm just saying it's a different time. And I don't think that he could have. If he tried to bully this through and talk about he's here to make money and I'm only doing what the owners want me to do, I'm just saying that's not going to fly today.
This is what's going to be interesting. And I ran this by the person I talked with. Adam Silver today, he said that the NBA is not just about making money. I'm paraphrasing, but he said the NBA is not just about making money. It's also about standing up for our values.
Yes.
Okay. And the question is, what do the owners in the NBA feel like? Because remember LeBron James said on his show, The Shop, the NFL owners got a slave master mentality. What type of mentality do the NBA owners have? Is it just about money? Because if it's just about money, then Adam Silver is he going to stand on values that he's been talking about? Or is he going to just try to make the money to appease the owners? Because that's who he works for.
And if they just want to make money, all they do is throw Daryl Morey to the sideline. I mean, it could be you want to do that? Feed him to the wolves? No, I'm just saying. And tell China, we got rid of that guy. He's not with us anymore.
I mean, look, and I'm of the mind where if China, on the way and give them credit, they gangster. I don't agree with the way they run their country, but they're gangster. And they're trying to bully the NBA. And I'm of the mind, I'm like, you don't want to air our games? We'll pull out. It's money gone. There's no doubt. It would cost you big time money, but I don't think you got enough leverage. You can't change what's going to happen in China. Not
no.
a basketball league. As much as they would miss watching LeBron and Steph and all the players they love, the people don't have the right to stand up and speak out, and that's the problem. So it's interesting. I mean, we could talk about this. Maybe we'll revisit it. But we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. How should the NBA handle this? What are your thoughts?
Should they cut ties with
should
China?
They cut ties? Should they just try to make money like these other businesses? Is this kind of a development of their own making because they claim to be so woke? You know?
Right.
Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple. Hiring isn't as simple as putting an ad in the paper or posting to a job board. When you're juggling hiring with everything it takes to grow your business, it's important that you reach the right candidates at the right time. That's where LinkedIn comes in. Over 600 million members visit LinkedIn to connect, learn, and grow as professionals and discover new job opportunities. That's how LinkedIn can make sure your job post gets in front of people you want to hire. People with the right hard and soft skills you're looking for. LinkedIn does the legwork to match you to the most qualified candidates so you can focus on hiring the person who will have a big impact on your business. With LinkedIn Jobs, you can pay what you want and the first $50 is on them. Just visit LinkedIn.com/oddcouple. Again, that's LinkedIn.com/oddcouple to get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions do apply.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Baker Mayfield, last night, it was downright ugly.
Poop fest.
It was downright ugly. As you would say, Rob Parker, Baker Mayfield struggled.
Struggling.
He was.
And I mean, I know he doesn't get protection. I know the offensive line is weak. But he is not doing himself any favors either. He was 8 for 22. 8 for 22 in today's NFL, Rob.
Which is unbelievable, to be honest. I can't even, when I saw the numbers, 400 yards, right?
100 yards, 8 for 20. Wow. A 13.4 passer rating. And he hadn't been much better all year long. Everybody's talked about the offensive line and so on and so forth. But he has been a big problem. He actually is only completing 55.9, so 56% of his passes for the season, Rob.
That's what I was just about to say. That's the number, Chris, that should bother you. Do you know what
I mean?
When you look at all the other numbers, maybe touchdowns are low or whatever, but the number,
yeah, he's
56.
He's only got four of those, and he's got eight picks.
And it's right.
Twice as many picks as touchdowns.
We're into five games. They got OBJ, right? Landry. Chris, do you remember?
Nick Chubb.
Who said it was going to be a video game? It wasn't going to be fair.
Right.
That's what I was, right?
That was a direct quote. People are going to think we're cheating.
Right. Our offense will be so good.
Yeah, I think you're cheating. You're cheating the Browns fans.
I know Browns fans cannot believe it. Like, we finally got a team. We finally made a trade for a big superstar. We got
yes,
everything.
Sir, Brownies.
Right? Those seven wins last year, Chris, this was the reason why I couldn't pick them to make the playoffs. Too many moving pieces. I don't know for sure. Rookie head coach. I don't know. They won seven games last year, but only one game against a team that finished over 500, and that was Baltimore. And I told you, they won that game 12-9. That was the game that Flacco lost his job over.
Well, they're lucky they're in the division area in the AFC North because it's weak this year. Cincinnati's atrocious. Pittsburgh is not even mediocre. They're below average. The Ravens are what? Okay. You know, after that glorious start, and you've said it with other teams, they start off trouncing Miami.
Right.
Congratulations. And then I can't remember who they played in the second game, but they've come back to earth, and
right,
certainly Lamar Jackson has as well.
He's been bad too the last couple games.
So they got a shot in that division. I picked them as a wild card. I still think they have a shot to make the playoffs.
But
they may
you
have
know
to
what
win that division to get there. No, you made good points. But Baker Mayfield, Rob, there's 32 teams in the NFL. Guess where he ranks in QBR?
Out of 32, I'll say 30.
33.
Wow. What? 33?
There's a backup with better. You know, all these injuries, right. You got some backups.
Are you serious?
In there. Yeah. 33.4 is his QBR. So, and here's the thing, Rob. The reason we're highlighting this, I mean, heck, let's keep it real. Daniel Jones hasn't lit the world on fire the last few weeks, but nobody's focused on that.
Nope.
Right?
And that's what happened. This is the stuff we talk about all the time. Depends on who you play. They start getting a little tape on you, figure out stuff. And it happens to everybody, Chris. It happens to everybody.
Right. And you know what I think it is that makes us focus on Baker? And look, I've said, if you want to be outspoken, if you want to talk trash, and if you want to go back at every critic that says something about you, fine, do it. Nobody said that can't work. But when you do that, you better back it up.
100%.
And Baker, right? Baker Mayfield is obviously not backing it up. And so now you got Richard Sherman coming out last night. I mean, Richard Sherman apparently made up a reason to dislike Baker. Because he said Baker didn't shake his hand at the beginning of the game. And then there's video came out that Baker did shake his hand.
No, but I guess I heard Doug, and somebody can correct me, Gottlieb. He said there was another handshake. Lee, did you hear that? Oh, okay. So there's two, Chris.
So okay.
So there was another one that was based off of, you know, like before that. Like
okay.
Or they came at the coin toss. So people are showing that video saying he's lying, but there was the one previous to that or something or after that.
There was
the official
one,
there was an official, right. Where they do the coin toss, that's okay. Where he didn't shake his hand. So he didn't make it up.
Okay. Okay.
Because I know. I got you.
Do we have sound of that? Okay, but he said some real harsh, you know, pointed stuff.
Right, about him.
About him. And then Nick Bosa, who I believe we did our preseason picks. I believe he was my pick for Rookie of the Year, and obviously I'm feeling good about that. He
you
is
should.
A man child.
You should.
But, I mean, he had he was just all over the place last night, had a couple sacks. But he, you see, he did the flag plant.
Yes, he did.
Yes, and he said, you know, that Baker had that coming because, remember, Bosa was on that team at Ohio State.
When he did it.
Right, right, when Baker was at Oklahoma and did it. So this is, like I said, Rob, I don't mind you talking, but you better back it up. Muhammad Ali talked a lot of trash.
Yep.
But he backed it up. Baker Mayfield is not backing it up, and that is why he's getting ripped. And teams are going after them. Teams are treating them like they won the Super Bowl last year. They're a big game. Nobody's going to take them lightly.
And that's the part that we talked about, that last year was different. Oh, it's the Browns. You know what I mean? You still don't take them seriously, even though you saw the roster and they had some good players. But all of a sudden, when you start talking about, oh, yeah, they're going to win the division, they're going to the Super Bowl, all the other talk – that's a big game. People don't come in and say, oh, it's just the Browns. We'll just take them lightly and think we'll win. No, 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 no. The last thing you want to do is have those guys win. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's totally different, and every game is a big game.
Other thing is, as bad as Baker's been, OBJ, and I know it's hard to look good when your quarterback is – completing 56% of his passes, and
he
has
thought
a 33
Eli Manning.
QBR.
He thought Eli Manning was the problem. Huh?
Well, if this continues, are we going to hear something out of OBJ? You know, is he going to get fed up with this? But here's the thing: OBJ dropped a pass yesterday, hit him in the hands, two hands. He makes the one-handers, but he drops some two-handers.
Yeah, maybe there's not enough glue on those gloves,
right? Then he had the fumble of the punt return. It was inconsequential because the game was over by that point.
But he still did it. Yep.
Right. Like, OBJ is not looking good either. And the Browns, I don't know if I said this to you. I did say it to you yesterday, Rob. They just strike me as a team that is so immature that after playing a few good games, I think they won 2 out of 3. The loss was to the Rams, and they looked good in that one, almost won that one. That I think they probably started feeling like we're there. All right, this is what we were talking about. Right?
Right.
They beat the Ravens. Yeah, you know, now people know. Now people know what we are. They started feeling themselves, and they got smacked right back to the ground. So I just think even if they do have a good couple of good wins, and look, let's face it, they got Seattle and the Patriots coming up.
Wow.
So probably losing their next two.
Right, and they're going to be in trouble. That's the problem, unless they can – turn it around, Chris. But I'm not, like I said to you, not totally shocked. I'm not. I thought that it was just way, way too much given to a team that A, hadn't done anything last year in beating, you know, sub-500 teams. And then all the pressure and talk, and you said it, all of that stuff riles up other teams.
Yep.
That makes them say, what? What if they won that they're talking and flapping the gums, telling everybody how great they are and what's going on? And all of a sudden, what did they get, Chris? 4 national TV games. How'd the Browns get 4 right. national TV games?
Right.
Off of
right.
the hype.
That's real.
Off of the hype.
Here's what Richard Sherman said after last night's game. He had an interception, by the way. He's actually looking really good for them. People thought he was old and washed up. Obviously, Seattle did. He's playing well. He said, what's amazing and annoying was him being Baker, not shaking hands at the beginning. That's some college-ish. It's ridiculous. We're all trying to get psyched up, but shaking hands with your opponent, that's NFL etiquette. And when you pull Bush League stuff, that's disrespectful to the game. And believe me, that's going to get us fired up. So Sherman was very upset, said he didn't respect the game. He said, respect the game. You can have rivals, but pay your respect in that moment, especially when you're young. He hasn't earned anything in this league. How many games has he won? He's acting like he was the MVP last year. If Mahomes did that, Patrick Mahomes, it would be one thing, but he would never do that because he has too much respect for the game. And when you see a guy who doesn't, you humble him every chance you get.
Yes.
Because eventually he will have respect for the game or he'll be out of it. Strong words by Richard Sherman.
And he's spot on, Chris. He's right. Spot on. That's right. You try to humble a guy like that. What? What have you done? You know how many people, blood, sweat, and tears in this league? You just got here. You barely had a cup of coffee.
You didn't even have time for the sweet roll.
Exactly. I knew that was
But I see, and here's the thing, Rob. I'm not alone. I see Baker on more commercials than Tom Brady, than Aaron Rodgers. I mean, they've had their day, you know, when they were. But I see him. Is that progressive or that he's always on commercials?
And he's on
cutting the grass.
Cutting the grass
at the stadium
and some other stuff,
and
yep.
Hosting the party at the state. Like, you know. It's Baker this, Baker that, and good for him. That's what talking will do, too. It'll get you some of that stuff. But if you don't deliver, it's going to be a hard crash landing back to earth.
And
that's what Baker's suffering right now.
No doubt. And you become a target. And I think that's the part. They're targets, and they haven't been able to respond. And you don't know this, too. A first-year coach, and you said it earlier.
Freddie's looking over his
head. Everybody, Chris, you could be a great coordinator, a great coach, right? But head coach is different. It's different.
Yeah.
Everybody can't be a head coach.
Because here's the thing. Can you, and I don't know Freddie Kitchens from Adam. You know, I
don't know
Freddie
Kitchen from Freddie Bathroom. Do you know what I'm saying?
But anyway, I can't picture him, Rob, dressing down those superstars or those stars, those celebrities. I'm not even going to call them superstars. I can't see him dressing down OBJ. That's why OBJ was wearing a watch, for goodness sake, in 2 of the games. I can't see him dressing down Baker. And that's what's needed. These Brownies better get it together.
Yes, sir,
it's going to be a long 10 weeks or 11 weeks.
If they lose those 2 games, Chris, right? What are the next 2 you just said?
They're 2-3. They would be 2-5. I don't think they'd be out of it, Rob. So just because, still, again, the division is weak.
No,
they beat Baltimore.
I got you. But you know what? When I made my picks.
They're going to have to probably win the division.
When I made my picks, I had Baltimore winning the division. And I had, you remember, Pittsburgh and the Browns out. I had both of them out. So you're right. I think you're right that they would probably have to win that division.
Buffalo's playing like, you know, they could be a wild card if they can
keep it up. Buffalo is good, and they got defense.
Good. They are good, yep, surprisingly. All right, your turn to weigh in. This will be a Rob Parker special. Is Baker Mayfield filet mignon or baloney? Do you believe he's ever going to turn it around and be the star quarterback that he's been projected to be? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
How about new?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
But anyway, Durant went on Hot 97 today. That's one of the biggest hip-hop stations in New York.
Yes.
And he put the knife into the Knicks. Here's what he said.
I think a lot of fans look at the Knicks as a brand and expect these younger players who, in their lifetime, don't remember the Knicks being good.
Right.
I didn't grow up with the Knicks. Well, I seen the Knicks in the finals, but kids coming up after me didn't see that. So that whole brand of the Knicks to them is not as cool as, let's say, the Golden State Warriors or even the Lakers or the Nets now. You know what I'm saying? It's like the cool thing right now is not the Knicks.
Ouch!
No, and you know what? I think he's spot on from the standpoint of where this organization has been, Chris. We both covered the team as beat writers, both of us. And where they are now in the last, 20 years?
Right.
20 years. It's a generation full of people who don't know the Knicks as anything. They don't know.
But a punching bag.
Exactly.
Really.
So I don't think he's off base.
Here's the only place I disagree with KD. And you didn't, you grew up in New York, so you probably feel differently. But Rob, when I started my NBA career covering the Cavaliers in Cleveland, Ohio, for the Akron Beacon Journal, before LeBron James got there, obviously. It was 95 I started covering him. And in 1998, when I went to the New York Times to cover, I started out on the Nets and then eventually moved to the Knicks beat.
Like everybody else.
Right,
I started off on the Nets, too.
They test you on the Nets.
They do.
To see if you got it, right? But I was shocked, Rob, shocked at how much everyone in New York, as far as the fans and the media, thought that the Knicks were this great franchise. And every summer when there was a free agent, Chris Webber, Grant Hill, Penny Hardaway, whoever it was, they felt like that guy was coming to New York. Even if the Knicks didn't have cap room.
Right. It was like, they're going to get him.
Right. There's some way they're going to make it happen. And the guy, if they can make it happen, he'll come to New York because everybody wants to play in New York. And I was always saying to people, I was like, look, the Knicks are not the Yankees. They're not the Lakers. They're not the Cowboys. They're not a national franchise that people in different states around the country grow up thinking are special and wanting to play for. I grew up in the Midwest. And no lie, and I didn't grow up in the 90s. I'm not Durant's age.
Right.
I'm, could be his dad. But when I thought of the NBA, the Knicks were about the 11th or 12th team I thought of. You know, it was the Lakers, the Celtics, the 76ers, the Rockets, the Blazers, the Spurs. I mean, there were many teams that were better. Like, even in the 80s, the Knicks didn't have a heyday. They made the playoffs a few times, had Bernard King. Then Ewing came, and they were pretty good. But their brand of play wasn't really fun to watch.
No, but they were in the mix, though.
They were good in the 90s.
They were.
But I'm just saying, around the country, though, I know in New York it was like they were special and it was, hey, we just got to get past Jordan. But around the country, they were looked at as Jordan's punching bag.
And the thing is, you got to remember what's different. And I think this is the part, Chris, that's different from all the other teams in New York. The Knicks were the only team that didn't share the fan base. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
From this standpoint. In New York, the Yankees could win the World Series and half the city could care less, Chris. Right?
Right.
It's not like most cities. Half the city would be like, I don't care about the Yankees.
Right. It wasn't like the Lakers, Clippers.
Exactly.
Right.
And the same thing with the Giants and the Jets and the Islanders and the Rangers. It was always. But it was never a Knicks-Nets thing. Because the Nets played in New Jersey. People didn't care. It was the whole city was always about the Knicks. I think that's why the Knicks always kind of got that attention more so than any other team. Had the Nets been in Brooklyn all this time and maybe had won a couple championships, it would be totally different. But I think that's why the Knicks always got more support, Chris, than they really deserved.
Well, and that's another area I would push back on Durant. Like, okay, I get it. The Knicks aren't really cool. That was part of it, right? He was going to make them cool. You know, you win it in New York. I mean, you talk about your legacy being huge.
Right.
You know, that would have been big for him. But don't tell me the Nets are cool.
I'm going to tell you what
he's
talking about.
They're a nice little team, but are they cool? Maybe they will become, because Kyrie got the best handle in NBA history, and Durant obviously is a great
player. I think what they have going for, what the Nets have going for them, is two things. And you even heard the DJ from Hot 97 mention it. When he talked about their gear, the black and white, like people wear that. Like when the Nets changed their colors to that, they became like the number one selling. Because black and white goes with everything. So
everybody likes black.
Exactly. Yeah. There's something that goes with that, Chris. And I'm not saying, obviously, they haven't won anything. And the other part is Brooklyn is hip. Brooklyn is. There's something about it. And you've been to the new arena. It's a beautiful place. So I think that Nets have Brooklyn going for it and the black and white uniforms. That's what they have.
And the interesting thing, and you've been there, look, and the Knicks got mad at me, you know, when I say this or – the Garden, for all its reputation, and they have renovated it.
It's totally different.
It's better.
Yes.
But it's still not among, just as far as the arena itself, it's not among the best arenas in the league. Now, it is among the best game experiences because, you know, the lights are off and the lights are on the court.
It's like a theater. It's like a stage. When they cut the lights off in the house, and only the court is lit. If you've never been to Madison Square Garden, it does make watching the game a little different.
That's nice. What really makes the experience good, I think, beyond the lighting, is that, you know, they're rappers and celebrities courtside.
Big time.
So that's it. But the gym itself, the building, you know what I mean? Like, I know players go there and they're like, wow, this, you know what I mean? Because it doesn't even compare to Brooklyn's arena.
No. Brooklyn's arena
is a lot nicer.
And you know what it reminds me of, too? You remember this, the old Forum.
The Garden?
The Great Western Forum out here in L.A.
The Nets arena?
No.
The Garden.
I just mean when you thought of something or what you watched and then you came into cover a game. You remember the old Great Western Forum?
Like what? The Spectrum in Philadelphia.
Right, but outside, Chris, you would go, wow. You know what? You'd see it on TV and whatever. And I remember covering my first game. And I was like, the Forum's a dump. I thought it was a dump.
Right.
The old Chicago Stadium where Michael Jordan and played.
Boston Garden.
Dumps.
No, they all were dumps.
Dumps.
They all were dumps. But the Knicks are the only team still playing in there. That old historic arena. But again, they have renovated it. So I'll give them credit
for that. So
that
they won't call you, they won't text you.
Right. Look, the Knicks, no chance to make the playoffs. None whatsoever.
No, I don't even know. And this will be the test about fans maybe going to Brooklyn. I think that this might be a breaking point because the Knicks really have nothing to look forward to.
That's a great point. It'll be interesting to see. I think at the very least, you will see. We've seen Spike Lee at the Barclays Center watching the Nets already. I saw him there on Christmas Day. And so we will, at the very least, we will see that. We'll see guys, Fat Joe, you know, maybe Chris Rock, guys that are diehard Knicks fans, but they'll be going to Nets games. How can you not?
I agree.
Right?
You want to see good basketball.
If you're a basketball fan, right.
I agree with you.
You can watch Kyrie. You can watch, and they're going to be pretty good this year. They'll make the playoffs, probably battle for home court advantage in the first round, and then when they get KD, watch out. So, but we're going to get back to the baseball. Bo Porter from Nats Extra, pre- and post-game baseball analyst, of course, the former MLB player, coach, manager, and executive, has done it all.
Yes.
He will join us to talk more about these playoffs that have been riveting to this point.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for an assist with your credit card? but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.